Eli, what was it like to see Beckham out there today?
Good to have everybody. I thought we out there practicing. I thought we had a good practice. It was sharp. Guys were running around. So, you know, we just got to continue making improvements. And, you know, we got got some new guys, got some more to the team, and just get everybody in their position and continue to get better.
3 weeks in, what's your impressions of Davis Webb thus far?
You know, Davis has done a good job just learning the offense. You know, he throws the ball well. So now it's just for a young guy, it's always just learning the system, learning the ins and outs, getting reps. And but he's done a good job, picking up things quickly.
Does Evan Engram, Eli, we haven't talked to you obviously since he was drafted. Does he provide something this offense A needed and B hasn't had?
Evan's he's a talented tight end. He can run. He can stretch the field. He's done a good job. Learning the offense, picking up things. He's a hard worker, so been impressed with everything so far. And as with all the young guys, it's just reps. It's just seeing what he can handle, how much he can handle, how much you can move him around, and just getting reps with him, throwing going through the route trees.
Eli, just in terms of talent wise, is this about the best group collectively, skill position wise, you've had?
There's a lot of talented players and you see some young guys, you need young guys to step up, but we've added some veteran guys and have a number of guys who've been here a couple of years. So in the skill position, we got some talented guys. So, but it's just a matter of making plays on game day, of being in the right position, getting them the ball and letting them make plays.
Eli, is it fair to say that it's maybe more of a chip on the shoulder of the offense this year after what happened, how you guys dropped in the rankings from 2015 to 2016 and had your struggles?
I think, we want to get back to where we're scoring points and being explosive and where we can take over a game. And so last year defense is playing great, and so we understood that. We had to do our part. It wasn't as easy for us last year. But I think obviously when we're game planning in this offseason, when we're doing things, we're going in with the expectations that we need to score a lot of points, that we need to that we can score a lot of points and move the ball and be explosive.
Is you have to think it's coming into the season with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder based on the way the season ended?
Well, I think you always want to improve on the season before. There's always a bad bad taste in your mouth after you lose a playoff game and especially not playing as well as we could. So I think there's always that going into the season, and we got to use that as motivation to make sure we are making improvements and getting better.
Eli, you've been here for obviously 10 OTAs, throwing the guys through here. What does Odell miss, even though obviously he comes back in great shape? What does he miss by not being here for these 10 OTAs?
No, not much. He'll be fine. He'll know what he's doing, and he'll be ready to go.
Did you remain in contact with Odell when he before this week, like when he didn't show up for the OTAs?
Yeah, been talking to him. Through the season, we text, we call, we definitely been in touch.
Eli, he spent part of his time at the podium with us about talking about personal growth and how he kind of feels like he's matured. It sounds like. Are those good signs moving forward for a young player of his level in this league?
Yeah, I think for all the young guys, it takes a number of years to figure out what you need to do, how to handle things. It's all new to a lot of guys, and so I was in that same position years ago, and had to go through it, had to mature, had to realize things, and just understand how to handle everything that's kind of thrown at you. And I think he's doing a good job doing that.
What's your advice to him on handling the fame part of the whole? He's got fame that most guys don't reach.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot. Obviously, he's at a whole new level, and so I think I don't know if I'm the one to give advice on that. I think he's doing a good job.
Eli, we talked about having a tight end for you, but also Matt Lacoste is having a great great off season as well. What's it been like working with him, and what's the biggest difference you could see from between last year with him and him now?
Yeah, I think Matt's done a good job over the years. He's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing, and so he's just very precise in his routes and his decision making. He's worked extremely hard to come back from his injury, and he's making plays just because you can trust him and he's doing things the right way, and that's a lot about a tight end, just being on the same time as the quarterback, doing the right things, being very precise with your body language, and he's doing all those things.
Paul Perkins and Shane Vereen are coming back. But like last year, you got a crowded group back there, especially with some new names in there. What have you seen out of them thus far?
Yeah, all the running backs, again, talented guys. All of them can catch the football, can run the ball. Try to move them around and see what they can handle. But, all of them have great confidence in them in their pass protection, run the ball, and catch the football.
Eli, in terms of your growth as a player, do you think just being around – Odell's level of fame is really quick. Like, are you better equipped to even just notice all that or have a player like that in your locker room who demands all that kind of attention? Like, are you better equipped as well in your growth?
Yeah, I mean, I think, it happens for everybody. Everybody's got to kind of grow with the times and things have changed. NFL's changed, social media, all that's changed since I've been a New York Giant. And so you do have to understand it's the different personalities, the different mindsets of people, and how to adjust and handle that.
Does that ever become a distraction to guys in the locker room being constantly asked about the contract situation or why he wasn't here?
Well, luckily we hadn't had any media, so we haven't been asked about it. So it's so this is the first time. But, you can't make it a distraction. People are going to ask about him. He's an interesting guy, and they want to know what's going on. So you just got to understand, you're going to get asked about a lot of the players, and so that's just part of it.
Eli, what was your personal reaction when you found out they were going to draft Davis Webb?
Once they drafted him, nothing. Just say no different than drafting a defensive lineman or a linebacker, I'd say. So I'm fine with. Yeah, we drafted a quarterback 4 years ago with Ryan Nassib. So I understand they got to draft a quarterback, and they got to draft players on the board who are going to help out down the road.
Eli, what do you think about Coach Mack's new look? Say guys are getting on
him. No, never, never. You can't get on the head coach ever, right? I thought it looked outstanding, really outstanding. You got to keep it fresh. Yes, you got to keep it fresh. So I said, I told him he must have media today, so that's why I had to comb the hair.
Are you pleased with what they did with the offensive line this offseason? Do you think that group's going to be better?
Yeah, I think the offensive line's done a good job. And, you have young guys, and just like everybody, young guys are going to get better over time. And I think there's the maturity to that, and just being able to play fast, understanding your role, understand what you got to do, see where you've struggled and where you make improvements. And I think, those guys have done that, and I think it's going to be a good group.
Eric Flowers looks different. He looks like he's, gotten better. Did you notice that, and you see what's going on in the field?
Yeah, you see it. You see just a guy. I think is also mature and just understand what he has to do to get ready physically, mentally. And I think he's had a good camp, and you'll see the difference in his play.
Eli,